Well, you know, it began to look like we were going to have to call in a priest for the housing industry. Everything had slowed down, housing starts and building permits and homes that had been sold. And we started seeing the earnings coming out of Beazer and Toll Brothers and Pulte and lots of others, and everything was dragging. But I mean, it's been running for a long time. And then along came Arlington-based D.R. Horton. $1.18, a dime better, revenues beat. They were up 18% year over year. And now they're beginning to guide the street higher. David Auld's doing something right at D.R. Horton. He's the CEO, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Yes, yeah, so we told the priest to turn around and go back home. How did you beat so much?
I tell you, it comes down to positioning, David, and we spent a lot of time over the last 3 or 4 years just trying to get the right product in the right locations at the right price. And the market has rewarded us for it.
Do you have some elasticity? I mean, can you, I don't know, change the size of homes or change the products you use to adjust pricing?
I would say more along the lines of if we need to bring a price down in a community, we build a little smaller house. And you know, as the largest builder in the country, we have a lot of inventory houses that we can adjust and bring to market. So right now, though, interest rates are still very, very good. We have seen some cost inflation, but have been able to manage that in a subdivision-by-subdivision manager manner and maintain active sales.
You know, that's one of the things. One of the two factors that I hear about that have been blamed for everybody else's slowdown anyway is the commodity prices. But as the nation's largest home builder, I would think you're the one who tells the lumber company what they're going to charge you rather than the reverse being true.
I will tell you that it's more than telling them what they're going to pay us. We work with them to hold the overall cost down. We treat these suppliers like trade partners and try to put them in a position to make money, try to make their job easier. We spend a lot of time driving efficiency to reduce, you know, trip charges and stocking fees and everything else that these guys have to spend on a month-to-month basis. And then we never make them chase their money. You know, when they send us a bill, we write them a check. And I think, you know, the combination of those things has put us in very, very good stead in this cycle.
Wow, paying on demand is unheard of.
Yep.
The other factor is labor. So you can't find good people to work, or you can't find people to work of any sort. The fact that you sort of keep a labor force going 365 days a year, does that help?
Oh, there's no question. You know, when somebody shows up on our job, they're going to have work there while we're building out that community. We don't bring them in, send them home. Bring them in, send them home. We want to get them on site. We want to keep them there as they build the homes. They get better at the process. They get familiar with how we want it done. And you know, there's a lot of money in starting and stopping in this industry. You know, they call it mobilization fees. If you can get the trade base established and maintain it through that community, tremendous efficiencies.
So I would guess that theoretically your calendar right now ought to be reading, I don't know, July of 2019, maybe July of 2020. You guys look way ahead, and you have to plan way ahead. So what does it tell you? What are you planning for?
I can tell you, we feel very, very good about how we're positioned and where we're headed. You know, we recently increased guidance for the balance of this year and gave our first look at 2019. And yes, we do look at 2020, 2021. Right now, D.R. Horton, we feel very, very good about where we are and where we're headed.
So where do you want to be? What areas of the country are hot?
You know, Texas has been unbelievably hot for an extended period of time. What we've seen is, as we've repositioned in Arizona, we have seen significant uptick there. The markets that have kind of been a drag, it seems like, through this cycle, north, northeast. We're seeing a lot of success there as we have gotten really done a better job of putting the right houses at the right locations. and getting them priced competitively. So the market's good. I mean, the market's good from coast to coast.
And you're not building one-offs or onesies and twosies. I mean, you're building a lot of houses, which means you got to have a lot of land. Is land still available to you? Good areas?
Still available. I mean, we've spent the last couple of years aligning ourselves with the people that are out there that produce lots, and that's paid huge dividends for us. You treat your suppliers and labor and land providers as if they're important to you. They like doing business with you, and if they like doing business with you, you typically get a little better terms. So that's been a trend that we've seen reward us many times over, especially as we continue to grow the number of lots that we have other people developing for us.
Well, I'm a believer, and it sounds like your vendors are a believer, and certainly the home buyers are a believer. Now you just got to win over the analysts on Wall Street, right?
Historically, home builders have not been the most honest guys when dealing with Wall Street. So it's going to, when I came in as CEO, I said, the two things I want to be remembered for are consistency and transparency. And that's what we get up every day striving to be market leaders in. So, and that's something that I think we're doing a good job in. Over time, these guys will believe us.
Yeah. I'm sorry you guys are, judged every 3 months, but the fact is you are. And I know you were ill last week during the conference call with the analysts. And you missed a victory lap, so this is your victory lap. Thank you very much for the time.
No, sir. I appreciate you. And we're here anytime you need us.
Thanks a lot. That's David Aldi. He's the CEO. I'm D.R. Hart, the nation's largest home builder. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.